Then they arrived at a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to the disciples, "Sit down here while I pray." He took with him Peter, James, and John, and began to be horror-stricken and desperately depressed. "My heart is nearly breaking," he told them. "Stay here and keep watch for me." Then he walked forward a little way and flung himself on the ground, praying that, if it were possible, he might not have to face the ordeal. "Dear Father," he said, "all things are possible to you. Please, let me not have to drink this cup. Yet it is not what I want, but what you want." Then he came and found them fast asleep. He spoke to Peter. "Are you asleep, Simon? Couldn't you manage to watch for a single hour? Watch and pray, all of you, that you may not have to face temptation. Your spirit is willing, but human nature is weak." Then he went away again and prayed in the same words, and once more he came and found them asleep. They could not keep their eyes open, and they did not know what to say for themselves. When he came back for the third time, he said, "Are you still going to sleep and take your ease? All right. The moment has come. Now you are going to see the Son of Man betrayed into the hands of evil men. Get up, let us be going. Look, here comes my betrayer." And indeed, while the words were still on his lips, Judas, one of the 12, arrived with a mob armed with swords and staves, sent by the chief priests and scribes and elders. The betrayer had given them a sign. He had said, "The one I kiss will be the man. Get hold of him, and you can take him away without any trouble." So he walked straight up to Jesus, cried, "Master!" and kissed him affectionately. And so they got hold of him and held him. Somebody present drew his sword and struck at the high priest's servant, slashing off his ear. Then Jesus spoke to them. "So you've come out with your swords and staves to capture me like a bandit, have you? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you never laid a finger on me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled." Then all the disciples deserted him and made their escape. There happened to be a young man among Jesus' followers who wore nothing but a linen shirt. They seized him, but he left the shirt in their hands and took to his heels stark naked. So they marched Jesus away to the high priest, in whose presence all the chief priests and elders and scribes had assembled. Peter followed him at a safe distance, right up to the high priest's courtyard. There he sat in the firelight, with the servants keeping himself warm. Meanwhile, the chief priests and the whole council were trying to find some evidence against Jesus which would warrant the death penalty. But they failed completely. There were plenty of people ready to give false testimony against him, but their evidence was contradictory. Then some more perjurers stood up and said, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that was built by human hands, and in 3 days I will build another, made without human aid.'" But even so, their evidence conflicted. So the high priest himself got up and took the centre of the floor. "Have you no answer to make?" he asked Jesus. "What about all this evidence against you?" But Jesus remained silent and offered no reply. Again the high priest asked him, "Are you Christ, Son of the Blessed One?" And Jesus said, "I am. Yes, you will all see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power, coming in the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his robes and cried, "Why do we still need witnesses? You heard the blasphemy. What is your opinion now?" And their verdict was that he deserved to die. Then some of them began to spit at him. They blindfolded him and then slapped him, saying, "Now prophesy who hit you." Even the servants who took him away slapped his face. In the meantime, while Peter was in the courtyard below, one of the high priest's maids came and saw him warming himself. She looked closely at him and said, "You were with the Nazarene too, with Jesus." But he denied it, saying, I don't understand. I don't know what you're talking about. And he walked out into the gateway, and a cock crew. Again, the maid, who noticed him, began to say to the men standing there, This man is one of them. But he denied it again. A few minutes later, the bystanders themselves said to Peter, You certainly are one of them. Why, you're a Galilean. But he started to curse and swear, I tell you, I don't know the man you are talking about. Immediately, the cock crew for the second time. And back into Peter's mind came the words of Jesus. Before the cock crows twice, you will disown me three times. And he broke down and wept.